2:38. Jesus Christ, the same, what? Yesterday and
forever.
Okay, forever, not tomorrow. So Jesus is the same yesterday as he was today and in the future. However, we don't need to be the same as we were yesterday. We don't need to be the same today as we will tomorrow. We don't need to be our same consciousness of things that are going on in our lives. We need to be different in the future. Why? Well, because God doesn't want us to go in the past and relive our past. We can't stay in the past of what was, of what could have been. So God doesn't want us to live in the past. Because when we bring that past trash with us, it affects our lives. The Holy Spirit can deal with us with our past and give us peace, but we can't live in the past. Once you were saved, you're created a new person, a creature in the Father. Excuse me. So he doesn't want you to live in the past. Does everybody get that? We all want to just... We had good times in the past. Yeah, I had great times in high school. I still get butterflies every time I see a band on the field and stuff. Great times, but I can't live in the past. I certainly don't look like I did when I was 17. And we have good memories, we have bad memories. Some of us in here had terrible things happen in the past. Rape, molestation, bad miscarriages, people not loving you, people not wanting to be with you, relationships broken. We've all had terrible things in the past. God didn't want us to stay in the past. He's made you a new creature in Christ. Amen? Okay, so let's think about what he wants us to do today. God wants you to be thankful. You need to be thankful today. You know, going through the prayer request, we all have things in our lives that are not going too swift right now. Ruth is struggling with her new situation with her health, death in her family. Barbara and Richard need a house. Dee Dee needs a house. Kim needs work on, you know, if another surgery is here. People, Don with his kidneys and stuff like that. But during all of this, God wants us to be faithful too, but thankful. Mm-hmm. Thankful. We need to be thankful. God also today wants us to help somebody else. Now, the first thing that you should do, one of the first things besides praying, talking to God, reading your Bible, is say, what opportunity is going to come up today that I can help somebody else, Lord? I really want to do that. I want to help somebody else. Whether it be a phone call, be $5, buy somebody's lunch, whatever. Write a letter for somebody. Whatever it is, he wants you to do something for somebody else. Always. That's how people know us, by our what? Our love for one another. That's what people should see in us. Wow, they've got so much compassion and love for other people. Well, I hate that person. How can they hate that person? Even says, pray for your enemies. He also expects us to do the right thing. Today, he wants you to do the right thing. If you sin, he wants you to get right with him. He wants you just to do everything you can to spread the word. He wants you to do the right thing today. And I have really struggled these past 2 days with some terrible thoughts in my mind. And that's why sometimes you need to talk to somebody. So, anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that. Now, let's talk about the future. God will provide for your daily needs like food, housing, and clothing. He is going to provide for Dee Dee. Okay, that he is definitely going to provide for you. Also, the Holy Spirit will help you where you will never be alone. You may feel alone, but you're never alone. You always, always have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is there convicting you of your righteousness, convicting you of your sin, and letting you know, I'm here, I'm your comforter. Jesus is always with you. You're always going to have the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, the Lord will provide you the way out of temptation. It says in Corinthians 10:13, he will provide you a way out of temptations. We're all going to be tempted by different things. But God will have an escape plan for you. If you have the faith and trust in him, he will have an escape plan for you so you don't have to be in sin. And His will is that you're doing His will. That's what God wants. The Lord will provide you with spiritual strength. When you are emotionally exhausted and tired, He will provide you with that spiritual strength. Not only do we need physical strength, emotional strength, we need that spiritual strength, and God's there to give that to you. Because sometimes we get weaker in that, and we just, okay, I'm done. Oh, have I said that sometimes? Okay, I'm over it, I'm done. But God will always provide it. In Ephesians 3, 14 and 16, it says that He will provide spiritual strength for you. Another thing God's going to provide in the future is He's going to provide you with eternal protection. If you are a Christian, if you've given your life to the Father and to Jesus Christ and agreed that He died on the cross for you and He rose on the third day and you make Him Savior of your life, He promises eternal protection. You're never going to die. We may die physically, but our soul is never going to die. It's always going to be in heaven with God. Always. And it's going to be wonderful. He promises that one day His work in you will be complete. You know, Ruth was saying something about, I don't know what else, but I know there's something else God wants me to do. One day, Ruth's work for God will be over, and He'll call her home. Just like for Kimmy or Michael or Larry or David. One day your work's going to be complete. And sometimes the way we act, I think, oh gosh, it's going to take me a long time. But I don't think that's a guarantee you're going to live a long time, okay? Okay, I'm going to act up and not do everything for God so I'm going to be 105. I don't think it works that way. So He will complete you one day. That's in Philippians. One day when He takes you home and we see Jesus' face, you will be like Jesus. But hallelujah, that excites me. Okay? One day you will see His face. That's in Revelations. And that death is not an end, it's a new beginning. Yes, death hurts. It hurts so bad when someone you love dies. It's just empty. It's a struggle. But death is not the end. You're going to get to be with people that have gone on before. That's our future in Christ. So our future is that He's made these promises to us. Oh, my nose is going to itch. And that He loves you and you're going to have eternal life. Eternal life. Amen. Let's all say, I have eternal life.
I have eternal life.
One day we will be complete. Our work will be complete. Hallelujah. That would be so cool. So there won't be any more tears or sadness or figuring out how I'm going to pay the electric bill or figuring out if I really love this person or if I don't love this person or if this person loves me. All that's behind us. Trying to figure out stuff. Trying to work things out. God, if You would just give me this, my life will be complete. It's not how it works. We have eternal life. That's all you need for the future. Today, we need to do things for God today. Whether it's a smile, a hug, a compliment, you need to do that today. You need to serve your God with gladness. People don't want to be around other people going, oh, yeah, God is so good, yeah. Been a rough week, yeah, but yeah, God is good. You know, you're responsible to affect other people and let them know how you feel about Jesus. If you're always whining and down about stuff, nobody's going to want that. Why would they want that? So, God was the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And He's always going to provide for you. However, He doesn't want us the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We need to be different today. We need to leave our past in the past and let God have the future and know that we have eternal life. We never have to die. That is so exciting. Because our soul will be with Jesus and other people that we know. I think that's exciting. It made me feel better, but, you know. So we're all going to have problems, I know. But if you're in a situation where you still live in the past, I know some of us wish that our relationships were back when you first met your mate and they were so excited to talk to you, wanted to talk till 3 o'clock in the morning, couldn't wait to see you. Oh, it's so exciting. That's not going to last long anyway. Maybe you want that. Renewed love. That's okay. You can ask God for renewed love. But don't live in the past and go, oh, well, he was always like this. He was always like that. Because that's just all games, really. You get excited. And you still should get excited to see your loved one, especially when he has a paycheck. But today, we need to do things for God. He wants us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. I guess I need to take them to El Phoenix because I love that. But we can be nice to our neighbors. We can be nice. We can talk. We can be friendly. You know, our bus, we don't have an alarm system, but I kind of feel like people don't want to bother our house because the bus is out there, you know, up church bus. I mean, they think, ooh, something's going to happen. I don't know. But that bus is good advertisement, but it's not if I'm outside in the front yard yelling or screaming or cursing or carrying my gun out there wanting to shoot somebody. But we're all examples for God, okay? We're all God's examples. So be different than you were yesterday. Do good today and certainly have eternal life in your future. You are chosen. You are the lucky ones. You are blessed. You are so blessed. And God's going to work everything out. He is going to provide for your needs. So don't worry about your clothes. Don't worry about what's going to happen. I mean, he takes care of all the little birds, and they don't do anything but fly around and poop on your car. But he makes sure that they're taken care of.
But you have to understand, when they don't eat what they want, they eat bugs and worms.
Yeah, they do that, but I would call it worms. I think they like it. So anyway, God's going to take care of us. And he gave God a sense of humor. So there you go. See, we're all different. Thank God. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that we are different and that you made us just especially for us. We are different and special to you. You love us. You created us. Thank you so much, Father. Even days when I'm cranky and fussy and out of whack, you're still right there just going, Holy Spirit's going, no, don't do that. Be nicer, be nicer. Lord, let us all have that light in us that people want to be drawn to. Lord, I love you with all my heart. I thank you for each and every person here. May I just speak blessings of love on them and joy and peace. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.